Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tap
How
our
you doing,
boys.
teacher?
Back at it again. I'm doing good, man. Of God, how you feeling?
Wonderful, wonderful. Another blessed day. Beautiful day that the Lord has made. I'm just rejoicing in it. Yes, sir.
Yes, busy week. You know, the devil been busy, but God been busy too.
Amen. Amen. I always say the devil don't take no days off.
Oh
He put
yeah.
in for overtime, and guess what? God don't take no days off either.
Exactly.
Give a revelation to that is, they said on the seventh day that God rested. I don't believe in that. I believe that from man's perspective, when man
Right.
looked around and got no report from God, he said God must be resting. But we know
Right.
that we don't serve a God that sleep nor slumbers.
Exactly.
But we thank God for the seventh day. We thank him for it,
Yes,
Glory be to God.
yes,
So,
yes.
yes.
Well, we're gonna jump right on into this topic, people. We're gonna call it MAMA. MAMA. Make America Masculine Again.
Ah, mama, I like that.
MAMA.
Mama, mama,
Yes,
you mess
sir.
with the father figure.
There you
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
but me and the prophet, we're going to talk about making America masculine again. Now,
Yes,
I know you're
yes.
probably saying to yourself out there, well, what about the world? I can't speak for the world. We can't speak for the world.
That's
We
right.
can only speak for where we live, which is America. And I'm going to start off by saying masculinity has been a target for quite some time now. I think there's a hidden agenda. I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it is what it is. I think there's a hidden agenda to demasculate men as much as possible. And I think it's a tactic of the devil because we know that the order of in the Bible is God, Christ, man, then woman.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you demasculate men and to where they don't know if they're a man or they want to call themselves a different pronoun or
My God.
the old term being a man's man, which you really don't hear no more. You know what I'm saying? Or everybody saying bruh now. Back in my day, you'd be like, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's my man right there,
Yes,
So
sir.
they try to take that away because we recognize guys that were very masculine in everything they did, guys that
Absolutely.
were strong, walk upright, serious about what they say, somewhat of a jack of all trades, because a true masculine man always finds a way to survive. And
Yes.
if you take away the survival tactics of a man, then you destroy the family. So,
Yes.
man of God, I think I'm gonna let you run with it for a little bit, give your perspective on what has happened to masculinity in America. But I just want to say that I think the target was the family, and in order to divide the family, especially in Black culture, is to demasculate the man. So tell me, man of God, what's your perspective on making America masculine again?
Absolutely. And I'm gonna hit the brakes for just one second and say, hold up, wait a minute, let us put some Bible in it.
Yes. I
I'm gonna
like
go
that. I like
first.
that.
I'm gonna go First Corinthians 6:9. I'm gonna start off in the Amplified version of that. And it
Okay.
said, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit or have
Yes.
any share in the
Yes.
kingdom of God? Do
Yes.
not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor
Yes.
adulterers,
Preach.
nor perversely effeminate. Oh, I want you to catch that. He
Effeminate.
throws perversely effeminate right in the midst of adulterers, and guess what's next? Nor homosexuals. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
You can be perversely effeminate and not be a homosexual nor an adulterer, because
Yep.
there's a distinction from that in the Word of God. Now, I gave it
Yes.
to you in Amplified. It really doesn't change much in the King James, but I'll read it thus wise. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Mm. And so one thing we want to understand right here is that the effeminate means that when you speak of somebody as being effeminate, this right. is someone who should be masculine, but they're walking in a feminine energy.
Ooh, Jesus.
See what I'm saying? They've mm-hmm. been demasculated, and they're walking in the spirit rather than the masculinity that God has given them. And right. the culture, our culture, is guilty in this. You can call it black culture, white culture, whatever you want to call it. The demasculation is real. And you know, we understand that what this does is this disrupts the Godhead.
Exactly.
Because if this man isn't masculine, guess what? The woman won't naturally in her niche follow him.
Right.
She will always disrupt his leadership.
Right.
And we be honest with you, when the woman is not of God, her job is literally to disrupt his leadership.
Right.
Because that's how the enemy started with Adam and Eve.
And Adam and Eve, you're right.
That's why we can never love the gift more than we love the giver. So this demasculation actually started in the garden with Adam and Eve. And mm-hmm. it's still going on today. And this is not just fault Eve, because Adam got to stand on business. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He got to stand on business.
Got
you
to.
A man of God? I'm a man. We got to stand on business. We got to be men and be what men do. You know, in our culture and society, women always say, I want the man to step up to the plate. Well, when the man step up to the plate, guess what? Get out of the way.
Right.
You know, right. What it is. Don't disrupt him at the plate. You got to trust that. If you've chosen him to be your man, you can't backtrack on that. You got to hold to that. You got to stand on your business of backing up the man that you've chosen to be with. You might have wanted him to have X amount of dollars. Guess what? Roll with that. You might have wanted him to be 6'2". Roll with that. You might have wanted him to have baby hair. You know, little something coming on the side right there. You got to roll with that. You know what I'm saying? So we got to realize this.
Not the baby hair.
Yeah, the baby hair. hey, just listen. We old enough to know that some of them cats had that baby hair. It wasn't nothing we could do. You know, we tried to get a little dip, put a little perm right there, try to get it slick right now, but it just went whole, you know? You can wet it and it'll look slick, but it'll dry up.
It'll dry up, you know, just
in tape, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this demasculization has been going on for a time, and we got to bring strong men back. The truth is, listen, for any women out there, you know, sometimes it might seem like, hey, these guys might be showing us all that. No. That's a trick of the enemy, baby. We want men to be men. So that women feel safe again. See, when we make America masculine again, the women become safe again. Masculine men don't beat on women because he's confident in his own masculinity.
Exactly.
Masculine men, real masculine men, gonna take care of their children. If they got 10 children, they gonna take care of all of them.
Pretend, you know, women give
him. Exactly. Look at all these podcasts. Women get on the podcast and say, oh, a real man will take care of a child in here. Now, I don't know what scripture you got that from. But since you said it, let's roll with it. A real man will take care of a child than he is if that woman is a wife and is worthy and he's walking in his full masculinity.
Right.
Because he protects everything that's in his dominion. He takes care of everything in his dominion. He names the thing in his dominion. He assigns things in his dominion. He protects the women, the children, the fatherless, the widows in his dominion.
Yes.
But we have to understand that. See, this is what the enemy did. He did this a long time ago. One thing, like we said at the beginning of the podcast, the devil don't take no days off. He started this long before me and you even got here, man of God.
Right.
You know, we've been here just a little bit over a generation. He started this 2 generations ago when he infiltrated the home. Welfare system in America, all these other things. That's what to remove the man. War.
I was going to touch
World
on
War
that.
World War II. Vietnam, all these things.
Yes.
Remove the man out of his normal place. And the government said, guess what? Now we got. Because guess what? Let's be honest. The devil infiltrated this government. Is what it is. Shut us down if you will. You can't shut God down. Is what it is. They infiltrated this government.
Yes.
This welfare system, all of this stuff has pushed the men out. Yep. And not just black men. Even white men have been pushed out.
Yes. Let's
just tell the truth about it. Everybody has felt the pains of this demasculization. And men need to be masculine again. In their full God-given masculinity, men are protectors, they're hunter-gatherers, they're priests over their home, meaning that they have a connection with God that covers their home.
That way
the home stay holy. Go ahead, man.
Let me jump in right here, man, because you said a mouthful and a lot came to my attention that I didn't even think about even before we got on the podcast. is the fact that everything you named about being masculine now is being called an alpha male. You see how they try to separate the two between that's the division within the man itself. Oh, you a beta or you a alpha.
Yeah.
There used to be just masculinity. Every man was what they consider an alpha to be today. Everything you just said, Prophet, defines a man. But the men who still hold on to their masculinity are now called alphas.
Yeah, a lot of fake alphas running around here too.
Oh, you got a lot of pretenders. they want to be alphas. If a guy run around and say, I'm an alpha, you're probably not. Because usually the people around you will respect you like an alpha. You know, exactly. You can recognize, exactly. Just like with wolves, because I think that's really where the term came from.
By the way wolves
move, the alpha don't step up and say, I'm the alpha. No, everybody around him, they walk that's with right. him and behind him and say, he's the alpha. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he earned that spot. You know, now, not saying that we're wolves, but... You're so right, man of God. Everything that you said that a man naturally do to protect his dominion, those are things that people say, oh, that's an alpha male, that's an alpha male. And you know what? That's somewhat of a disrespect to mankind. Because if a man has to be told he's an alpha, then what are the rest of the men doing that they don't consider? And who are you to say who's an alpha?
You see what I'm saying? Yes.
See, we... And I'm going to dig into this. You know, this is entirely specific for masculinity, but I'm going to tell you how it plays a part. Right now, we're in a time now where there's a huge division between the black man and the black woman. I see it all the time on social media. Sir. I hear people talk about it at work. I've heard it talked about at my previous job. It's a constant issue in our society now. There's a huge division between the black man and the black woman. That came from, though, demasculating men.
Yes.
Demasculating men and pushing women up.
Now, I'm absolutely not.
I'm going to make this clear before I say anything else. Black women, I love you.
You're married to a black woman.
Exactly. I love all the black women. I have nothing against the black woman. But... y'all have allowed the government, social media, predictive programming to make you feel like you got to do the same thing a man do or better to be important. No, there are certain things women that you can do that a man would never, ever be able to do.
No.
That's why we can't live without y'all. We can't leave without y'all. We can't be at peace without y'all. We can't have a family without y'all. Everything right. about us that we do to protect and provide and to be satisfied with being masculine comes from having that woman on our side.
But absolutely.
They demasculated men into saying, hey, it's okay if you want to be with another man. You see what I'm saying? Now, the sad thing about it, when two men are together, and y'all do what y'all want to do, you know what I mean? Unless you're trying to walk with Christ. You're trying to walk with Christ? Uh-uh. But they allow one of the men to refer to themselves as the wife.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's where the demasculization is coming in at, is because they're slowly tearing away. And man of God, I ain't trying to hog it, but they are now targeting our children's masculinity.
Yes,
my 7-year-old son cannot even watch certain, I ain't going to say certain names because I don't want to, you know, get... You know what I'm saying?
You want Big Brother to try to shut us down.
Exactly. Yeah. To where can't nobody hear what we're saying. But I can't let my 7-year-old watch certain cartoon movies or certain cartoons without there being some introduction of a little boy who's acting like a girl or a little boy who's attracted to another little boy.
Absolutely.
People, they are targeting men because women. They're targeting men because they want to get to you.
Yeah.
They want to get to you too, women, but they know in order to tear the house down, if you were a person that was trying to break into somebody's kingdom or a place of establishment, you take out the security.
That's right.
You take out the protection. You see what I'm saying? That way you can come on in. So that's what they're trying to do. So we definitely, man, God, I'm going to pass the baton back to you, but we definitely need to call on Mama. Make America masculine again.
Yes.
As you even love women so much, we call this Mama. I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, this Mama part one. Because we're going to have to hit this again already, I can tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
So, just like you say, you take out, the Bible says in the Word of God, it said, he said, if you're going to take out the house, you must do what first? You must bind the strong man.
Exactly.
And that's what the devil do. He bind the strong man. We look at this, anybody that read Art of War, and you understand, one thing you take out also is communications. So it's a lot of money being pumped into the media to keep the man and woman at odds.
Right.
You know, keep head-butted. As long as we're head-butted and at odds, and we can have a productive conversation in order to get an understanding, then our communication is off. Now we're in argument. I always say an argument is just a result of failed communication. We got to learn how to communicate with each other, communicate our pain, communicate our hurt, communicate our feelings. We got to learn how to listen just as well as speak effectively, that we don't have to argue or raise our voice, that we can speak with a soft tone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, hey, I'm just speaking to you like this, you know, you my wife, or you my woman, or you my man, and I just want to tell you, I don't like how you spoke to me back there. I don't like how you treated me right there. And maybe it's me. Maybe it's my own insecurity, can we do something better right there? We got to learn how to reason together.
Yes,
we got to learn how to communicate together. We got to learn how to grow together. You said something powerful. Like you said, hey, listen, I don't want to do what God has made and created a woman to do.
Right.
I need her to do that, because that's what you were created to do. Check out the t-shirt here. And I just threw a t-shirt on, man of God. But look, it says the future.
The future.
But this brought me to a t-shirt my daughter had one time. And I didn't like the t-shirt. And it's a familiar slogan here a couple years ago. It said, the future is female. And I was disgusted by it. And one of the reasons I was disgusted by this t-shirt was, me as a male, I wouldn't want to say the future is male. Because a future without my woman, I don't want that future.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Who wants a future without a woman? Listen here. If all the women take off and leave her, guess what? I'm going with them. I'm sorry, man of God. I love you. I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm leaving you. I'm not staying out here to chill with you, not to play cards with you,
not to
play video games.
If you don't see me, it's because I already left before you.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know, if the women leave, I'm leaving too. I don't want to be in the world without them. So it is what it is, you know. Old saying used to say, hard to live with them, can't live without them. Whatever they say, something like
that.
But it is what it is. We got to make
this is a
America.
Man's world.
Yeah, but without a woman.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yes, sir. So, hey, we got to make America masculine again.
One thing
I want to pass off to you, man of God, and this terminology vexes my spirit.
Mm.
Because... And the terminology is toxic masculinity. I hate that. That ain't no trick of the devil. It vexes my spirit. Because I don't believe in no toxic masculinity. What we have are toxic humans. And they can come in feminine virgin or masculine virgin or perverted virgins. You have toxic people and a toxic humanity. You don't have toxic masculinity. That's just a toxic human who you prescribing this to a male. You got toxic female. Yeah. Check this out, for the women that watch it, that female who you can't stand, who you don't like, she's toxic, okay? But you're not going to say toxic femininity, so don't say toxic masculinity. You know what I'm saying? If you had a good father who was there, a good husband who was there, and a good relationship with a man, he's not toxic. And don't prescribe that to the whole gender of what a man is. We got toxic people in the earth. We don't need to prescribe that to y'all. Y'all don't need to prescribe that to us. Those are tricks and tools of the enemy to keep us divided, to keep our house divided, to keep us from raising our children, whether we be together or not, but to keep us from making the future the best possible way it can be. But just touch on that for a little bit, man of God, about this toxic masculinity. Ooh. And how do we crush this terminology that's creating a gulf, a ridge, and a barrier between man and woman in this gender fight?
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Man of God, I'm going to say, just like I did on the Church Hurt episode, toxic masculinity is an imagination, it's fake, it's made up, and it's a tool of the devil. I'm gonna break this thing down. A villain is only a villain to the person that opposes what they're trying to do. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide you want to do something and I don't agree with it, and I get a lot of people to agree with me and we're against you, at that moment, you become the villain. Mm-hmm. Even if you're trying, what you're trying to do is right because it makes sense to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say that because toxicity? I think that's the word.
Yeah, that's it.
Is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
It's a word that's thrown around from people who don't agree with the way you're acting and the way that you are. Now, we know that there's somebody for everybody, but if I desire peace and the woman I'm with is not giving me peace, it's easy to say, oh, she's toxic. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fail safe for accountability.
To say, yeah, come on and teach.
Yeah, why am I around a person that's acting like this is what they're saying. But the real question should be, am I the cause of them acting like this? Because see, if you get with somebody and they pretending to be a certain way, and then as time goes on, you see them change, that really wasn't a change. They were pretending in the beginning.
That's right.
Now they're just showing you their true colors.
That's right. You know
what
I'm
saying? But what we do, we quit to say toxic, toxic, toxic. And I'm gonna go a little further. That's a word that's also thrown around to continue to demasculate men, because if you can get women to agree on something against a man and the women think that it's competition, so they'll say, we're winning, we're winning. I can't stand male toxic, you know what I'm saying, toxic masculinity. And like it's made up. Somebody put that word out there. Somebody else was stupid enough to grab on to it and say, oh, that sounds good. I'm going to call my husband that. Or I'm going to call my boyfriend that. And they just ran, man of God, they ran with it.
Oh, disgusting.
It makes, like I said, it doesn't make sense when, if people out there, if y'all really just, and put in the comments too, if you agree with toxic masculinity or not, I need to hear from the people on this one. People haven't been responding as much on other videos, but this one I definitely need to hear because I think it's bogus and it's a lie from the pits of hell. Because the way we feel about other people is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And what way can you get the woman to turn against the man than to give them a name to label men that they don't agree with? Like, if a woman say, hey, I want to do this, and the man says, no, I don't think you should do that. Toxic masculinity. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
real quick before you say this.
Uh-huh.
Anybody out there who think that male toxic masculinity or whatever that crap is for real, you need to read the Bible and get delivered, because that is the stupidest word I ever heard in my life. You can continue.
It's definitely one of them. I don't hear a lot of stupid words.
Toxic masculinity.
You know, the other thing that's being thrown around a lot is this narcissism. It's been thrown around a lot, and it's labeled mostly with men. And I'm like,
cause it's
come on, man. So it's just like, it's like the ugly step cousin of this toxic masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's overused. It's misapportioned. What's the misapportionately thrown out there, or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, in my 40-some years on earth, I may have met possibly two people that might be narcissists. I'd have met some arrogant people. Arrogance and narcissistic are two different levels. Yeah. You know, so I may have met two. And I'm just, you know, not quite sure if I even want to label them that. And even if those two that I might label that, the spirit of delusion, I believe, has been released. Right. And that's the reason I would label them that. So,
but
it's thrown out of proportion there. And like you said, I love what you said. It's kind of like a scapegoat, the fail safe for our accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to stop that. Men, women alike, you know, this ain't no beat up no woman show, you know, because we want men back in the men's right place, taking care of their homes, taking care of their children. Between me and the man of God here, we got almost 10 kids between the both of us.
Yes.
He got most of them, but that ain't none of y'all business. But check this out. But the point I'm saying is, We want men.
Sounded like toxic masculinity when you said that.
Yeah.
Toxic masculinity, so, talking about my kids. Yeah.
So, but we want men taking care of their wives, taking care of their children, taking care of their moms, their dads, they're still alive.
Absolutely.
We want men that are kingdom builders.
Yes.
You know what I mean? All right, okay. You said, well, everybody don't got Jesus. Cool. Be a community builder.
Yes.
Be the greatest citizen that the world has ever known if you don't believe in Jesus. Fine. Everybody can't go. Everybody gonna believe what we believe. But be right. Productive. Be a man. It's man. So sad now that we're so far man from up. Being a man that, yeah, for real. We just man sideways. We got to right. just get up to be a man. We done got so far away from it, and it's a trick of the enemy. And we need women to be women. You know what yes, I mean? We need women yes. to support men. We need yes. women to support us. You know, that is what right. it is. But men becoming masculine again will work out for the better of every community. Yes. Every woman and child that they come into contact with, yes. because they'll be a real man. And you know what happened to those, what they used to call a man's man?
A man's you know what I mean? Man. Yeah.
A man's man, because a man's man, he did whatever it took to get the job done.
Right.
That's a man's man right there.
Right.
That even if another man didn't like him, he still respected him as a man.
Exactly.
That's a man's man. Yep. Where are those guys at?
Their mind getting dirty.
Everybody. Their mind getting dirty.
Didn't wear skinny jeans.
Oh, no. He'll take skinny jeans, cut them open, and make a pair of jeans.
And a baby, exactly. And yeah. a baby book bag on the front and call yeah. it a satchel it's, when it's really a purse. Demasculization. Exactly. Y'all men yeah. are falling right in it.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh. No doubt. But
tight shirts.
We got to get back to doing what really counts and what really matters. Because when you're dealing with a man's man, everybody's going to respect that man. They know he's going to get it done. A man's man is the guy that, even if you didn't like or respect him, if the man had to go to war, that's the guy you say, hey, man, make sure my family good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't even got nobody we can talk to. Men talk now more than women talk. Just I ain't talking about conversations that mean something. Just gossiping.
Pillow
I mean,
talking.
Women ought to be tired. Women got to be tired
pillow
of men
talking
just
punks.
Gossiping. Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's crazy. We got to make America masculine again. And we need, that's a community charge for everybody. We just need to yes. hold the standard back up to what being a man is. And nobody needs to accept this. I never watched the movie. It's low budget. But there was a movie where all the women in the hood got together. And they said they weren't going to sleep with the gangbangers no more because they were tired of people dying.
Right.
Don't you know them gangbangers start shooting them bullets?
Exactly.
You know so
exactly.
We need that type of revolution in America with the men.
Yes.
I mean, this ain't no man's man. He ain't taking care of his business, standing on business, taking care of kids and all that.
Right.
Stop getting on these podcasts and talk shows and pandering everything. Be about it. Wait, women, close your legs. Is what it is. I mean, I wouldn't sleep with him, you know, man. He's standing on business. He's no man's man. And he's not operating in a masculinity. Even if you say his masculinity is toxic, guess what? If his masculinity is so toxic, why women dealing with it?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
right.
we got to come together. We got to do something about this. I mean, it's terrible. You know, they had the thing down. I'm going to pass it back to you, man of God. They said aliens was down there in Miami. I ain't saying aliens was down there.
I seen it.
I ain't saying they was or they wasn't. I
ten
watched
foot
some
tall.
Pretty 10 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
and I watched some pretty interesting videos about it. But let me say this: with the state of where America is now, man versus woman, woman versus man, LGBTQ alphabet crew, all this stuff right here going on, white still versus black, Democrat versus Republican, you know what I'm saying? Comedian versus comedian, slap. No slap, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Jordan, LeBron, with right. all this division on the earth. If
right.
I was a 10-foot alien, I said, "Hey, let's find another planet off to Pluto,
or wipe this one out." No,
yeah,
no survivors.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, hey, man, it's epidemic. I saw somebody put this on. I didn't agree with what they put up there, but they was calling it something an epidemic, but. Truth be told, what it is some greater podcaster guys than me and you, with a name. They keep putting them on these podcasts. They just swap them all around, Right, half of them not even qualified to speak on what they speak on, and it's really for money. And they just pander to a certain audience.
Right. But
above anything, right here, give me the truth. And this is all, when we get on here, man of God, what I want to do is speak the truth. You know, one thing I love that Paul said when he spoke about marriage, even though he wasn't married, he said, I believe I speak with the mind of Christ. Anytime we ready to tap in before we tap out, and the tap out boys show up, we plan on speaking with the mind of Christ. Right. You know, we're not speaking to please any specific audience. Right. We're speaking that people might be edified in a conversation that might not be had any other way by spiritual believers.
Right.
So, you know, we got to make America masculine again. I mean, I'm telling you, we got to do it for the very elect's sake, because we understand us that believe according to the word of God, he going to have to shorten the days just for the very elect's sake. That's how rough it's going to get. But we want to stay on this thing off as long as we can and get as many people, you know, walking in righteousness as we can. Walking with a better understanding, with a clearer mind, in a better masculinity and a femininity, you know? Because let me say this right here. I'm passing to you, and I'm done. A man in his full masculinity, you ain't got to call him an alpha male, none of all this stuff right there, but he loves a woman who walks in her femininity.
Yes.
That's the beauty of it. And the offspring of that is just a beautiful thing, you know, because we're going to bring up little boys and girls that are walking in their masculinity and their femininity, and they all walk in a community, and that community should take care of each other. Brad, go ahead, teacher.
Hey, I'm just thinking about everything we talked about, and people, we got to call on mama. We got to call on mama. Yeah. M-A-M-A, make America masculine again. Women, it might not seem like it, especially the women of this generation, because y'all kind of came up and y'all was born into this predictive program that started in the 80s, but started to come in effect in the 2000s. So it's hard for you to, I guess you can say, appreciate this, because I hear a lot of women say, well, I don't want to do like the women used to do back in the days. Marriage is overrated. What you want me to do, to just sit home and do nothing while he goes out? To think that you want to do, that you should do any more than what God has designed you to do. And I'm not saying God designed you to stay home and wash dishes in the kitchen. That's not what I'm saying. But why look at the man and say, I want to be like him? And why would a man look at a woman and say, I want to be like her? People, play your position. We were all given a purpose. We were all born a certain way. When we die and then we're buried, and if they build up our bones, dig up our bones and stuff in the future at any time, they're going to be able to tell what gender we are, regardless of the pronouns and stuff people want to go by. This is not a hate video to women. This is not a hate video to homosexuals. This is about making America masculine again.
Yes.
Masculinity is the strength of a relationship with God. Yes. It's the strength of
absolutely
family following. It's so many levels that being masculine, people, would create a better environment. Will it make it perfect? No, but it'll create a better environment for everybody. Absolutely. We only got a few minutes left. I do want to touch on what you was talking about earlier about a narcissist and a someone with an ego. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing I've learned. And I'm not saying this is the situation with you, Prophet, but a person's perspective can be of a person based on where each one of them is at in life. You see what I'm saying? I had this ugly girl to try to talk to me one time, right? And I didn't want to talk to her. She called me.
Hey, no, God's children are ugly, but go ahead. She did one for you. Go ahead.
She called me a narcissist. You see what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to talk to her. So in her eyes, I was, he think he too good. No, I know what I want. You see what I'm saying? It's like they know what they want. So I'm not a narcissist because I didn't want to talk to you.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, toxic masculinity. That's probably, this was years ago before that term, you know, existed. So that's probably what she would call me now. And if she see this video, she still might call me that now. You know, hey, that doggone Joel, toxic masculinity. Call himself a minister.
Time out. I'm checking all the inbox.
I'm telling you, man of God. Hey, but yeah, so what I said all that to say that everybody's not a narcissist. I think it just depends on how what part in life you're at and what part in life they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, because yeah. You might, man of God, you might come into a large amount of money or whatever, and your living style changes. You get a nice big house. Not saying you'll specifically do this. I'm just using it as an example. Mm-hmm. You got 30 cars. You run 5 different businesses. And then someone who's, not to belittle anybody, but who's riding the bicycle and still struggling, try to look at you and talk down to you. Mm-hmm. And when you just ignore them and going about their way and they see you getting your Benz or your Bentley or whatever, they don't want to say, he ain't nothing but a narcissist. Because they're mm-hmm. on the bicycle and because you see what I'm saying? So if mm-hmm. we call on mama and make America masculine again, we won't have this issue. Mm-hmm. People out there, I respect Prophet C as a man. I'm not saying that just because we're on the podcast together, but he knows this. I've received nothing but respect from him as well as a man. And there are other men out there who could tell you, if they know Joel Smith, he's as masculine as it gets. You see what I'm saying? So I'm speaking, me and Prophet C both, we're qualified mm-hmm. to talk about what we're talking about. But, mm-hmm. hey, we about to cut off in a minute, man of God. I just want to say thanks to everybody who tuned in. Like, share, subscribe. Prophet C, Minister Joel, tap out, boys. Making the devil tap out every chance that we get.
Before you tap out.
Yes, sir. And let God be the truth.
And every man be a liar.
God bless y'all.
God bless. Mama!
That was awesome, man of God.